Wounds Unnoticed. Rotoli, the neighbor whom Kelel Sophia went to for help that night, testified that although he spent 2 minutes attempting to render help to Sophia, he also did not notice any stab wounds on the man's body, largely because the victim's chest was thickly covered with hair. Rotoli also said he washed blood off his hands in the kitchen sink, and a forensic expert testified that tests for trace amounts of blood found in the other sink and bathtub and on Kelel Sophia's hands could be inaccurate or could be identifying blood unrelated to the slaying. Kelel Sophia's attorneys charged that all of their information was available to the detectives immediately after the slaying, but that they bungled the case by focusing too soon on Kelel Sophia. And now, having accused her, they refused to back down. "Before they even got out to the crime scene, they were thinking the wife did it," Romley said. "Then they saw the burglary evidence and they didn't want to look at it. They had a predetermined mindset. They already had her convicted." Kelel Sophia said she remains fearful that she could lose her freedom again. "I don't know if they will ever stop," she said of Parks and Milligan. "That's why I'm doing this. I want to stop them from doing this to anyone else." Wife, still a suspect in husband's death after losing suit. September 26, 1991. A police investigation of Mary Kelel Sophia as a suspect in the stabbing death of her husband continued Wednesday, a day after two detectives were cleared of wrongdoing in her lawsuit, charging they had falsely arrested and conspired to frame her. A federal court jury deliberated only 35 minutes before returning a verdict in favor of Los Angeles detectives Woodrow Parks and Gary Milligan. Kelel Sophia, 40, had sued the officers, saying they had bungled the investigation of the January 31, 1990 stabbing of Gregory Sophia in the couple's Shadow Hills home. The lawsuit contended that the detectives wrongly focused on her as a suspect when it was clear that a burglar had killed her husband. Kelel Sophia was arrested the morning of the killing, but murder charges were dropped 2 months later when prosecutors said they did not have enough evidence. An 18-year-old transient, who police contend conspired with her to kill her husband, later pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 27 years in prison. Parks, who continues to handle the investigation, said Kelel Sophia remains a suspect. He said studies of scientific evidence, including DNA analysis, are ongoing. He declined to discuss that evidence. "This isn't a holy mission, but it is an open case," Parks said. "I don't have any personal vendetta. She ought to be brought to justice, because there are a lot of things here that show she did have something to do with her husband's killing." Milligan, who now works as a narcotics investigator, could not be reached for comment. During the 3-week trial in U.S. District Court, attorneys for Kelel Sophia sought to show that she was innocent and that the man later convicted of the slaying had acted alone.